everyone, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you a security and privacy story, as usual, straight from my ThreatWire headquarters. I miss the days where I was heavily obsessed with software-defined radio and tracking airplanes. It was good times. Well, one of today's stories brings back those memories for me. All planes, big and small, use radio to land. This is called an instrument landing system, or ILS for short. They allow an airplane to precisely approach a runway with real-time guidance on horizontal alignment and vertical angle during the descent. This is super important at night or in bad weather when a pilot cannot see the runway. Cost and difficulty have generally kept attackers at bay when it comes to hacking radio-based navigation systems, but that's kind of changed in the past several years. Radial signals to and from airplanes are not encrypted or authenticated and were never seen as being a potential vulnerability. And since that is the case, any tones that are broadcasted and read as ILS are assumed to be legitimate. Well, researchers from Northeastern University of Boston were able to use a flight simulator of a single-engine plane and a $600 commercially available software-defined radio, a physical radio that can be used with a computer, to spoof airport signals that can screw up the navigational systems of ILS in an airplane, making the pilot think that the plane is off course when it's actually fine. A pilot could adjust for the alignment error and attempt a landing, which could make the plane touch down before actually reaching the runway, crash into other objects, or a lot worse. Now, luckily, pilots are trained for this, and they would likely do a new approach or visually correct the landing, but the FAA calls for those kind of decisions at just 50 feet above ground, which severely limits the amount of time a pilot would be able to make that choice. And while ILS is definitely vulnerable, the likelihood of this attack is actually kind of minimal. It would be pretty obvious if somebody was setting up an antenna on a plane or close enough to a runway to do this attack, and airports do monitor for interference on their communications. Now, according to the researchers, security issues faced by the aviation community and technology could be fixed with cryptographic solutions, but those would not prevent localization attacks. There is no known way to fix the problem facing aviation and radio at this time. If you enjoyed this story, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/HAK5 and patreon.com/ThreatWire, where you can get exclusive access to a whole bunch of fur baby photos that I like to post every week, an audio RSS feed, and thank you so much to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on security and privacy news every single week, and I will see you soon.